Good afternoon. For everybody tuning in today, this is the World History Podcast. Today, we will be discussing the success and failures of the French Revolution, featuring myself, Dean Freely, along with Mitchell Porter.
Bonjour.
Maddie Campbell.
Hi.
And Lexi Dakin.
Hello.
Mitchell and I will be arguing that the French Revolution was a success, and Maddie and Lexi will be arguing that it's not a success.
Hello, I'm Mitchell Porter. Thank you, Dean, and I'm all ready for today's proceedings.
Hi, I'm Maddie Campbell, and personally, I have some strong opinions for our subject today, in which Lexi will tell us about.
Oh yes, the French Revolution was definitely a time of significant change for the nation of France. So many things happened during this time, like third estate changes and the evolution of the French government from absolute monarchy to democracy.
Okay, let's begin with the side that believes that the French Revolution was not a success. Lexi?
Maddie and I believe that the French Revolution was not a success because the government was still corrupt and the economy was left in ruins. The ideals of the French Revolution were liberté, égalité, and fraternité, and those ideals were basically forgotten by the time the Reign of Terror came around.
Well, during the Reign of Terror, I don't believe with your statement. During the Reign of Terror, when Robespierre was the leader, those three ideals were still there, just not in full force. They were still there, but yeah.
The Reign of Terror was a time of chaos for France, and under Robespierre's leadership, the committee often had these so-called enemies tried in the morning and guillotined in the afternoon. And success is defined as the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. And looking back at this quote, it looks like they were unsuccessful because they wanted liberty, equality, and fraternity, but people were still being killed for unjust reasons.
Well, in my opinion, I believe that the killings of the people were justified because they killed the people in order to protect the revolution. They wanted to eliminate all the threats they had to the people of the French Revolution, so that's why they did that.
But Robespierre just used the terror to strengthen his hold on power, and he executed people that threatened his power.
Also, thousands of people were sent to death, often on the flimsiest of charges.
Well, sometimes those flimsy charges could have had backstory. We don't know about the backstory of these kids
or people. But most of them weren't.
Well, you never know. Those some people who actually had intents that were so-called flimsy judgments or flimsy arrests, they might have had a reason for doing that, maybe just to show, like, their thoughts on the king.
But, like, one of the charges was even being related to someone that may have,
just
like,
being associated
done something.
Like
just being associated with one person.
Well, if you're associated with one person, that means, like, you kind of follow after them, you kind of act the same way, maybe you even think the same way.
Not necessarily. It's even like being friends with someone, like, even just being friends with someone can, like, send you to death that, like, did something wrong, and it couldn't even be really something wrong.
And France was also at war with most of Europe during the revolution, and that just further weakened them.
And we're going to move into our next topic. Dean, would you like to start us off by introducing our ideas?
Of course. In my opinion, I believe that the French Revolution was definitely a success. For example, the French Revolution was once an absolute monarchy when King Louis XVI and Marie Antoinette were the leaders of France. There are many faults in this government at the time, including the economic troubles and the issues with the social classes. However, the French Revolution eventually caused a change to this government and formed a constitution. Therefore, I personally think that the French Revolution had a positive effect for France.
But it was the execution of King Louis XVI and Marie Antoinette that actually started the bloodbath of the Reign of Terror.
Going on with your statement about the change in government, Dean, if you think about it, it probably would have never happened if the Tennis Court Oath had never been founded, because that Tennis Court Oath gave power and control to the lowly regarded Third Estate at the time.
Well, I think that's enough information for that argument, so let's move on to our next justification of our argument, which is about the Declaration of the Rights of Man and of the Citizen. Mitchell, what are your thoughts about this subject?
I think that without the storming of the Bastille, the Declaration of the Rights of Man would have never been passed, because the Third Estate, who did in fact storm the Bastille, would have never had control to stroll into government and say, hey, I want this done and you're going to do it for me. Because they, once again, they didn't have confidence, power, or control to do that.
I agree that the storming of the Bastille was a significant event in history, but I'm not sure that the Declaration of Rights of Man was a great success. Men may have benefited from this, but women emerged from the revolution with no political rights and limited legal rights.
Moving on to our last and final topic of the podcast, we're going to be talking about Napoleon. When he was king, after the beheading of King Louis XVI, he brought a foundation back to France due to his dignified moral code and his military leadership.
And Napoleon's ideas were spread throughout the continent of Europe. So these ideas eliminated the previous thoughts of the Holy Roman Empire.
But with the rule of Napoleon, it just went back to dictatorship, which was like going back to square one, where there's one ruler in complete control over the nation.
Okay, so overall, I believe that the French Revolution was a success because it gave freedom and rights to the people of France, which they didn't have before.
Overall, Lexi and I believe the revolution was not a success because it caused chaos for the whole nation of France.
And that's all the time we have for today on the World History Podcast. We'll see y'all next time. Bye.